Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. And that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8:55, up 6.5 on the open. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, September wheat opened at 8:42, up 24 on the open. December 8:46, up 3.75. July 9:15, up 28.5 on the open. July corn opened at 6.84, up 8.75 on the open. September 8.93.5, up 7. December 8:13, up 8.75. March of 2009, 8:30, up 8.75. May 7:39, up 7.25. July 7:43.5, up 4.75. And December of 6.75, up 7.75 on the open. That the 2009 variety. July beans opened at 16:40, up 30.5 on the open. August 16:28, up 27.5. September 16:15, up 22. November 16:09, up 22. January 16:34, up 32.5. March of 2009, 16:40, up 20.25. May 16:28, up 24. July 16:33, up 24. And November of 2009, 15:18, up 14 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4:52, up 5.20 on the open. August 4:44.50, up 5.70. July soybean oil opened at 66, up 55 on the open. August 66.30, up 68. August live cattle opened at 101.70, down 35 on the open. August feeders 112.70, up 5. July lean hogs 74.25, up 30, and August bellies 68.30, up 152.5 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Dave.
Before I get rolling too far, I need to make a correction of something I said in the last broadcast in the pre-opens, where I read the feed and residual for corn as a 65 million bushel decrease in carryout, when actually it's a 65 million bushel increase in carryout. Okay, with that aside, let's go ahead and get to the price action. And it's been very stout to the upside since, essentially, though, since Tuesday when we had those spike lows in the soybeans. And now we're knocking on the door at contract highs again.
Yeah, and it seems like the beans have certainly been pulling most of the heavy weight here and doing most of the heavy lifting, Dave, and today's report would suggest that they're probably still the leader to the upside, because the yield decline that the USDA gave us this morning, I think, did come as a surprise, and I think the idea that we're looking at only 15 million more bushels than last year heading into next month's report and also heading into pod filling is a substantial issue to the trade, and so it seems like the USDA report kept the beans on the focus to the leadership to the upside, and maybe kept the focus to the downside in terms of leadership on the wheat, since we saw such a big increase in carryover on the domestic side and saw a pretty decent increase of about 3.3 million tons for total grains, wheat, coarse grains, and rice, versus last month on the world number. So it looks like wheat's still our leader, and unfortunately it may be to the downside, but There is some cash movement going on, and the basis is starting to pop around in the soft red wheat market. We'll see if that doesn't catch, and maybe the cash market starts to give us a little bit more support than it has here in the last few weeks.
In addition to the 1/2 bushel per acre reduction in the yield, USDA also lowered planted and harvested acres in beans and hinting maybe about what might come further down the line, perhaps.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's where it goes back to. I suspect that given the outside market strength and given today's report that the beans, any break or any dip that we have here, correction we have here, some are looking for a consolidation. I could see that technically speaking, but any of those kind of things, I would suspect, unless the weather really turns around quickly and the beans really come on strong here and the crop conditions shoot higher, I would think the beans would be bought on weakness here for the next 30 days. So we're not real nervous about the beans. The corn we're more nervous about. You know, we like the yield reduction in corn. We feel like that the $7 level in December should hold for now, given the time of year we're in, given that we're getting ready to pollinate, and given the fact that the dollar rally has really failed and it's gone through its May lows and it's now headed towards its April lows, and the crude oil is making all-time highs. The corn hasn't provided the stamina that we would have liked to have seen. We're thinking that maybe this report will allow that to happen. If we don't see that by Tuesday of next week, though, or Wednesday of next week, we'll probably get back on the train of getting some more hedges in place and increase our hedge levels for 08.
Before we leave the oil behind and talk a little bit about other things, how much of the price action we're seeing today is due to the fact that crude is now at all-time contract highs again, a huge spike to the upside today on ratcheted tensions in the Middle East?
I think the first 20 minutes of price action was exactly that, Dave. I think you hit it on the nose, and now we're making some lows in corn. We're down almost three. The wheat has let us down. It's down about a penny, and now the beans are even down about three in the new crop November. And I think now we're seeing the results of the USDA report with the feed grains leading the beans down. And also there's probably quite a few longs in the beans that want to take some profit here, because if they bought it, you know, near the lows, they made some really good money here, and they probably want to take some money off the table. But that's where probably this afternoon, you're not going to know probably a good trend until this afternoon when the new weather models come out and you kind of shake the loose monkeys off the tree, so to speak, here for the first half of the session.
So do we come back over to the weekend on weather? I guess it all comes back to weather and Monday afternoon about what NASS has to say about crop conditions.
Yeah, I think weather and cash. You know, we've also, like the wheat, we've seen the cash start to move quite a nice bit in terms of basis and new crop availability for new crop bids of beans for right-of-way delivery. In other words, you know, some of the elevators and some of the crushers are posting as much as 20 over for November for spot beans right now. And so we've seen a real nice play occur in the cash market in the beans. It shows us how tight we are. It shows us how good our demand still is for crushing. And so I think the cash market is still a big, big issue this time of year. And like you say, the weather. And obviously the technicals will be a big thing. I think there's a lot of pent-up emotion around that $7 December corn level.
Talk a little bit more about the basis. There's sort of a raging debate, if you will, among our analysts about what they anticipate basis will do into harvest. And usually we don't get this much disagreement, but there's a wide range of thought on this. Where are you?
I think you can make an argument both ways. I think today's report, though, would say for corn basis, and I don't think there's much disagreement about bean basis. It's tight, and everybody knows that, and I think everybody's recognized that. But corn basis can take the line of the wheat basis and how wide that wheat basis went for soft red wheat as we get into the harvest time period. And even the now-a-day time period, I was of the opinion before today's report that we would see a nice increase or an appreciation in corn basis, but USDA once again threw, 165 million more bushels of old crop corn into the kitty, and that just gives you the idea if you're an elevator, if you're a commercial, you don't need to bring the basis up unless you see the futures fall. And so I guess my opinion is kind of a lukewarm basis attitude in corn. I wouldn't expect a sharp increase in basis unless we had some real pollination problems. And you started to hear from Chicago, commercials are covering their shorts. Commercials are getting out of their short positions. They're trying to lock up pipeline needs because they're worried about the yield being brought down by a substantial amount here because of the weather. And so I think that in and of itself, the basis in and of itself, really does go back to the weather here the next 30 days as far as the trend.
All right, then, let's go ahead and recap what you think hedgers in beans and corn ought to be doing.
I don't think we need to push hard on bean hedges right now, Dave, especially given the cash strength and the basis. On corn hedges, we've taken a little bit of a put-buying atmosphere, you know, as far as stepping into it lightly, and we talked about that last week on Commodity Week. But for the most part, our clients have not done a lot of put-buying, and they haven't done a lot of cash selling. We're on the verge of recommending and stepping and ramping up our corn hedges here if we can't find a bottom off this outside market influence in the grain report here today. Key here today is that the commodity funds and the funds in general are back in buying commodities. That's something we didn't have an answer to earlier this week, so we really want to see the corn find some strength off that.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in Kansas City, July wheat, 848 up 10. September, 852 up 3.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 817.5 up 11. September, 817.5 down 0.5. December, 843 up 3/4. July corn, 673.5 down 1.75. September, 685.5 down 1. December, 703.75 down 0.5. The March of 2009, 722 up 3/4. July beans, 1635 up 25.5. August, 1609 up 8.5. September, 1598 up 5. November, 1589 up 2. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.